Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, Eldersburg-Sykesville, and this is the first time I am broadcasting from Westminster in quite some time. So I'm very proud to be moving in the right direction, as we all say, towards a level of normalcy that we are going here in Carroll County, in Maryland, and across the state. I am so proud to be a Carroll Countyan for so many reasons, and I want to share that with you through a few activities over the last week. The first, as you know, our governor, through executive orders and directives, allowed us to make the appropriate decisions on not having to wear the masks both inside and outside. Now, it still allows businesses to make their own decisions to be more restrictive, and we have to adhere to that. It is their responsibility to maintain a safe, secure environment that they believe is correct for them, that business. As patrons, as community members, as leaders that we all are, we should always set the example and ensure that we adhere to those that are desiring that masks still be worn. Now, although masks not necessarily have to be worn anymore, it doesn't mean that COVID-19 has gone. Unfortunately, there are still folks getting sick and there are still deaths happening here in Carroll County, across the state, and across the country. One is too many. Let's continue to work hard to eradicate this horrible virus once and for all. Continue to wear the mask appropriately. If you are vaccinated, that's great. If you are not vaccinated, I believe it's a responsibility for yourself, for your family, friends, and your community to get vaccinated. It's just one step closer to eradicating this virus. We will get through this together, and I am just so proud of all of us working together, especially our health department, and they just go the extra mile along with our nurses in the schools, our healthcare providers, the hospital, the partnership with LifeBridge. I can go on and on, but I only have 8 to 10 minutes during this podcast. So let me stop right there dealing with COVID-19. The second thing I do want to talk about is the other day we had what's called the First Responders Appreciation Day. And I was so blessed to participate in this, where a group of us, leaders from around the county that was hosted by our health department, provided lunches through Outlaw Barbecue, which is awesome barbecue. If you haven't had you, it's a must in my book. And Steve Rogers, the owner, and those that own Outlaw Barbecue just do a phenomenal job. And they provided the food and the lunches. We provided these lunches to the first responders, both fire and police. Commissioner Wance and I had the opportunity to participate. I went down to the Sykesville Police, talked to the chief of police, gave them some of the lunches. But I was also very fortunate to be partnered with a young lady, and I'd rather not say her name on the air, but I will share a little bit about her. She was from Montgomery County. She moved up here into the Sykesville area. Unfortunately, she went down the wrong path and turned to drugs significantly, and it took her down that path for over a decade, and it was horrifying. And she shared the story with me. She's out of it. She now goes to a community college, and her intent is to get her bachelor's and master's in counseling and take care of those that also have taken that where she's been in the past, but also work with those that have, as she said, saved her life. The only thing I could say was thank you for all that you do. I reached in my pocket. I gave her one of my coins, a Carroll County coin, and she, I mean, almost started crying, but I think I had to wipe away my tears after hearing her story. And she goes, "This is incredible. What can I give you?" I said, "Just keep doing what you're doing." I was so impressed and humbled to be with this young lady the other day in Sharon. Just a few minutes. And it's sometimes all it takes is a few minutes to learn. If you're willing to have that, as I've shared, that listen, learn mentality, listening to folks, learning from them. And then it gives me the opportunity to lead together with her, but with others, how we can continue to do better in taking care of those that are going through challenging times, whether it's through the drug abuse or it's those that don't know where to turn. Which leads me to the third topic I want to talk about, and that was a groundbreaking event at the Springboard Community Services. I was joined by both Commissioner Frazier, Commissioner Wance, and then also I, along with a handful of others, for this groundbreaking. This is a $5.3 million, I think, project where it's going to consolidate all of these resources, taking care of those that are underserved, both family and child services, under pretty much one roof. The reason we were able to do this was because of the confidence that the state has in Carroll County, providing us grants, the persistence that our team like Celine Steckel and Debbie Stafford with the grants, working hard to achieving and receiving those grants. Two private donations. A shout out to Greg Keller and the Keller Foundation. He has done just a remarkable job. It's always humbling and proud times when I can stand next to him and discuss opportunities here in Carroll County. And it doesn't have to be large donations. There was many, many small donations. It takes everybody working together. So it really was a partnership between us, well, the state, the county, the local businesses, and then local patrons and the community, family and friends, all working together to making this a success. It is a one-of-a-kind for adult support in Carroll County. It is all about partnership. It is about the ability to care from the beginning to the end of care needs. And I'm just so proud that Springboard Community Services is a part of our team. Another opportunity to take care of Carroll Countyans by Carroll Countyans. The last thing I just want to share is we are very close to adopting our FY22 operational budget. It definitely has been challenging for many reasons. We all want to say we want to live within the means. Well, the challenge is that we don't have the means to provide the services that are those that we are expecting. And I apologize if I'm a little tongue-tied on that. We expect the best schools. We expect a safe and secure environment. We expect the best roads. We expect having parks and opportunities for welfare and recreation for our community. We expect the very strong partnerships that we have across the county with, like, as I mentioned, Carroll Hospital with the nonprofits, providing them funds as an outreach, whether it's youth services or, as I mentioned, Springboard. The challenge is we don't have the means, and the only way to achieve or getting more means is through raising taxes or fees, which at this time, there is no appetite to do either one of those at this point. And we are not doing that. My expectation is on Tuesday, we will adopt the operational budget without raising any taxes, with expanding the services to allow us to recruit, train, and retain the best of the best when it comes to the schools, when it comes to our police, when it comes to providing body-worn cameras and keeping us more safe and secure, and providing us the tools to, again, make Carroll County the best that Carroll County can be. Again, this is Ed Rothstein. I am so proud to be a Carroll Countyan. And the reason I'm so proud to be a Carroll Countyan is because of you. I'm wishing you a wonderful Sunday and look forward to reaching out next time. So, signing off, as always, life is good.